Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President Trump has used Twitter as his go-to public relations weapon, even after advisors warned he could be creating legal problems for himself. Now his attacks on the Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the former FBI Director James Comey are being scrutinized by Robert Mueller, the special counsel.
Well, that's right. Look, it's all, the circle is growing tighter and tighter, David. I mean, on the one hand, you have the speculation, because I don't think it comes from Mueller. I think it comes from other places. And one of the things that you better believe is that part of what is happening here may, and I say may, be coming from the Trump people themselves, because there's a certain wisdom in if you see the train coming down the track, get out of the way or make sure that people know that the train is coming, so that what they're doing is setting up their own defense by letting certain stuff out in advance. Now you have Rudy Giuliani out there last night putting his face in front of the camera saying that Michael Cohen is a pathological liar, the man who has been described over and over again in the press and other places, not only as his lawyer, but his fixer. Now, all of a sudden, they're on a full frontal attack against Michael Cohen, and it's got to show that they're really scared about this one. So, as I say, the circle is growing tighter. You have Mueller's investigation going forward.
The subpoena of his top financial aide,
who has been running the empire. You have a federal judge saying that the Emoluments Clause case brought by Maryland and Washington goes forward in terms of the Trump Hotel. If you are Donald Trump, I don't know how you're sleeping at night, but of course, I ain't Donald Trump, and neither are you, or neither is anybody else. So they just go forward. They get things like the boxes of remains coming from North Korea, and they're going to play that as a great success when the whole idea was denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and that hasn't been happening. In fact, there's some evidence it's going the other way. So you have this mishmash, as we say, of all of these things impinging in a circle and getting tighter and tighter and tighter.
We also have the story about Facebook. Of course, our radio station uses it to post news and comments from listeners. The big plunge on the stock market, and it shattered faith in tech firms' invulnerability. And of course, it's had many problems with provability of some of its news on its sites.
All of that is true. When Zuckerberg invented this thing, who knew that it would take off to be a worldwide power? Now, these things come and go, so you had a huge drop of stock yesterday. Nevertheless, these things have a way of coming back. I've been thinking myself, the smart money always says the same thing, David, which is you buy low and you sell high. It got a big sell-off yesterday, but I'm sure there are people out there who are buying Facebook this very morning. And then you think about the idea that we have seen again and again things that fall come back. Stock market has, other things have. So I wouldn't count Facebook out yet.
Here's a headline, Alan, from the New York Times. Stonewall Democrats Club chooses Cuomo over Nixon.
Well, look, here is Andrew Cuomo. He has gone out and he has done all of the things that bring him further left, things like LGBTQ. You have the governor going out and getting high marks from gay groups for his advocacy. You have him going to Puerto Rico 5 times and doing what was right there. You can't deny that he has figured out how to move left and how to move left quickly, and that he's getting rewarded for that. I know that he's also being rewarded by women's groups who feel that his advocacy of their situation in contradistinction to the Trump administration has been superb, no question. On the other hand, the downside for him is the continuing understanding of how corrupt the people around him were. I mean, this is a guy who said he's going to clean up Albany, and he hasn't. And the very people who were closest to him were using this as a candy shop, at least according to the things that we have read and the guilty pleas that have been offered and been brought up against people like his closest, quote, third brother, Joe Prococo. So when the election happens, and there's going to be a quickening of all of this consciousness about this election, and it will be after Labor Day, you might see some changes. Right now, because of his shrewdness, he's way ahead.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you, and have a great weekend. We'll catch up with everyone on Monday.
You too, David, and you take care of yourself, please.
I will.